The following program is a podcast1.com production.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, pothead.
Look at the game change.
If you want a battle, it's either that you will or
you
won't.
Hey, you know, you're not a bad-looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Bullshit. You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face. Ah!
No, I thought you said that you were all right, Spider.
Hey, man!
More stories. Hey guys, just me. Ralphie May died Friday afternoon Pacific time. 3, I don't know, noon? I don't know. What's time? What is time? What is time? When a family member you choose dies. Ralphie was my family. And I loved him more than a few people I grew up in the same house as, and as much as any single member with the last name Moore or Ferguson on Earth. That's a fact. Cardiac arrest. Ralphie was a big, big, big person. I don't know what he weighed, but it was... The human heart can only put up with so much. Mine and yours, without the extra weight, we will live with that sadness. Springsteen, together, Wendy, we can live with the sadness. I'll love you with all the madness in my soul. Wow. We can live with the sadness. I can live with the sadness, and my grief is really for Lana and his two kids, April, June, and August. What a great couple of names, April, June, May. What a fucking maniac. Ralphie was on my podcast once, actually, I believe only once, early on, like episode 53, thereabouts, and wow. I had so many fucking crazy experiences with Ralphie, and I also had some of the most laconic, lazy summer days smoking grass and playing Scrabble in his apartment on, Highland in Hollywood by, Guitar Center. I'd go over there during the day with my Rottweiler, Shirley, and we'd play Scrabble for, 3 hours, and the more stoned we got, the longer, not only the game, but, each turn... By the third hour, each turn was as long as the first game. And Ralphie was the king of two-letter words. Leave it to the fucking 500-pound guy. That's when he's got moderation fucking down pat. Words like QI, triple word. Read it, bitches. I don't give a fat baby's dick, Jay Moore. That's QI. Oh, shit. For some reason, I called Ralphie Samuel. His whole life. The answer to it. It came maybe it was a previous life of his or something. But I would say, hey, Samuel, do me a favor. Hand me that lighter. Or, hey, Samuel, do me a favor. You know, hey, how you doing, Samuel? Samuel, what's going on over there? Look at that guy. And one day we're sitting at his kitchen table in his little apartment. Not little, his regular size apartment. He goes, I said, do you mind that I call you Samuel? And he looks up. He goes, no, Jay Mars. Samuel's a strong name, man. It's strong. I like it. And I don't know why I made him sound like Macy Gray. I want to see that warrant. I called him Samuel. I never knew why. I still don't know why. Samuel. I love you, Samuel. I love you, Ralphie. Ralphie was one of the greatest comedians ever. 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 No matter how many years go by. If you're having a comedy draft, that's a first-round pick. I don't give a fuck. And he don't give a fuck. Ralphie would destroy you. Ralphie used to go, I'll bury that motherfucker at his family reunion in front of the potato salad. I don't give a fat baby's dick. I don't give a fuck. And he was right. He did not give a fuck. Ostentatious, just correct. His specials were perfect. Like, I'm envious. Not jealous at all. That's my brother. Not jealous. Happy, so happy for that beautiful man, that boy, that Arkansas Houston man. It was just, when you do a special, it's, there's always a little bit of a governor on the engine. Like when you take a golf cart downhill and you think you're going to just go 40 miles an hour and it goes to, you know, 20 and goes, nope, this is as fast as I go because there's cameras and everybody's self-conscious. Not Ralphie's specials. They were, it was bedlam. It was fucking bedlam when he would go on stage. I first met Ralphie at, I want to check a couple things, so I circle back to him. When I bought him a hat from D.C., driving to Phoenix, hat in D.C., driving to Phoenix, the fight with the Harbor Heights Mexican Mafia members, and Mitch Mullaney, and other beauties. Oh, I love you, Ralphie, so much. You're not hurting anymore, buddy. And that's a beautiful thing. When I first met Ralph, he was in the lobby of the Laugh Factory, and I didn't know if he was a man or a lesbian. He had perfect boobs, because he was big. And his voice was sort of androgynous, like real high. And he said, "That's what I'm talking about, playboy. Hey, peace out, man. White man's still the devil." And so he closed every single phone call, conversation, and voicemail. Hey, man, I just got... Ralphie May would call me from the count room in Vegas or, Penguins in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The improv in Cleveland at the Powerhouse. And he'd go, "Hey, Jay Morris, it's Samuel. Hey, man, I'm getting paid for the weekend. And I just want to tell you, man, you changed my life, Jay Morris. I love you. I love this money." "All right, man, peace. White man is still the devil." Click, click, every single time. "Peace, man. White man's still the devil. Peace out." The first time I ever saw him do stand-up was at the Laugh Factory that night. And he's talking about Christina Aguilera. He goes, "What the fuck? Remember she was Spanish? Her name was Christina Aguilera. Bitch. My name is Ralphie. You don't hear me saying Ralphie. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, is a fucking sandwich. Girl, eat a meal." Jesus Christ, fucking bedlam. The place goes fucking crazy. I live in the hood. We don't got a jack in the box. We got a jizzack up in the biz ox. "What's up, bitch? Yo, let me get a, what do you say? Let me get a jumbo jacks with cheese." "Hell yeah, like a motherfucker. Shout out to DJ Scott LaRock and this bitch." He's fucking amazing. One of the single greatest comedians of all time. Forever. Nothing will ever take his name off the fucking leaderboard. God damn, could he move a crowd? Woof. I was in D.C. doing stand-up at the Improv, and I was like, okay, this is how I love Ralphie. Like, when I'm on the road, I would, like, get gifts. Like, every time I'm at the airport, I get my son socks. Oh, I used to, because then he just said to his mom, "How come daddy always brings me home socks?" Like, I was a dick. I was like, oh, that was kind of neat. Got all different socks. But I would get Ralphie, like, yeah, you know, when you're on the road, you want to get your parents something because you're in a different city. Or, like, your brother or your sister. You're like, "Oh, I'm going to get this for my kid brother." Because I'm in Portland. I love Portland. So here's some Trailblazer. Here's a Damian Lillard jersey. I remember I was in D.C. and I was just walking around. It was when I snuck into the, not snuck in, I bullshitted into the White House. When Clinton was president, I actually got inside the White House. And that weekend, I was walking around with a couple of buddies. My friend Mike and Billy Hayes was with me. My friend David? David I met, like, through another person. He's a good dude. And I got Ralphie, like, this, a hat, like Gilligan. Like a Gilligan hat, but it was orange. I was like, "This will look great on Ralphie. I'll bring it." So I, like, bring home Ralphie, like, a little gift. Because I loved him. I just wanted Ralphie to have a nice hat. I thought it was a great idea for some reason. And we're walking. He had just gotten his boxer, who just died, Pimp. He had a boxer named Pimp, and on his tag, it said Pimp on one side, and the other side, it said, Bitch better have my money. Ralphie's fucking corporation was HNIC. That's Ralphie May. His corporate name, the federal government, had to recognize and pay this motherfucker HN, paid to the order of head nigga in charge. Ralphie. That's who Ralphie May was. He fills out his fucking paperwork to become incorporated. HNIC. Woo! Oh, it's like, who knows that? Just him. Now you. You know something amazing. That's how fucking funny Ralphie was. He had jokes just for him.
Make that out to HNIC.
What's that stand for?
Oh, that's head nigga in charge, man.
Fuck. Ralphie. Like out of his orange like Gilligan hat. And we're walking out of his apartment. He had to walk his dog, and I got Shirley with me, so it's Pimp and Shirley. Oh. Walking down his Gardner, that was the name of the street. Walking down Gardner, and we've been playing Scrabble and just sitting around the house, and he has his hat on for like 2 hours, and he's like, fuck man, he had like a bad headache all day. Bad. And he's like, man, my head is killing me. Let's go get some air, man. Some fresh air. That's good, man. Let's do it. Come on, Pimp. Puts the leash on the dog. I grab Shirley. We're walking down Gardner. It's been 2 hours. And I go, I love your hat. Do you like it? He goes, nah, I love my hat. I go, let me see that hat real quick. I want to see. I didn't know what brand it is. And he went to take it off his head. And it was like three sizes too small. That's why he had a headache. His fucking hat was too tiny on his head. He didn't have like a giant head. He had a regular head. But I got him a hat for like a fucking 9-year-old. And Ralphie, well, he's too stoned to realize his hat was too tight. And he gave him a fucking headache. Ooh. I took a knee on the sidewalk. You stoned motherfucker. Ooh. No. His hat was too tight. That's why he had a headache. Me, him, and my friend Walter, we were driving to Phoenix. We'd drive to some gigs, and we dug it. And we just listened to, like, I mean, like, Radiohead OK Computer had just come out. And Walter was, like, a Navy guy. And, hi, Walter. Beautiful. I love you, Walter. And, like, Walter would drive, and me and Ralphie would just get stoned and listen to Radiohead OK Computer over and over and over. And Walter, he just seemed, like, start to twitch. And eventually he put in, like, Prince Live. Like Chuck Brown and the Soul Seekers, like, man, I don't know what the fuck y'all listen to. This is white boy music. Put on Chuck Brown, go-go. This is go-go music. Oh, I like go-go music, Playboy. We used to drive to Phoenix, and we stopped at like a 7-Eleven in the middle of nowhere, like where they sell alien jerky. And Ralphie had just gone to Lindora Clinic for his weight. And I don't know what the Lindora Clinic is. I pass it in the valley from time to time. I mean, obviously, it's a thing. And, you know, he had appointments there and stuff, but they gave him, like, a dietary guideline list. And he had, like, a snack list, meals, like, what he cannot have no matter what. Have this in moderation. And we stopped and got gas up a car. And we're going through this, like, big, like, Circle K. And I get, I don't know what I got, like, a can of chew and, fuck, like, soda. What the fuck? I got something. Probably NyQuil. I think I was chugging NyQuil back then. And Ralphie comes out with a bag. He had a bottle of water and a bag of pork rinds. And we get to the car, and he made great progress with his weight. He was down a lot. Like, you could see it on him. He was down a lot. He'd lost a lot of weight. And I go to open the back doors of the car because Walter's going to drive. In hindsight, it's like driving Miss Daisy. Me and Ralphie just fucking with Walter, a black guy, driving a fucking Mercedes. And we're like, yeah, go faster, Walt. And I get to the passenger side of the Mercedes to open it. And I look back, and Ralphie's coming out of the store. And I go, Ralphie. And I said, Ralphie, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, what? And he looks down, like, at his clothing, like, maybe his fly was open or something. I go, what are you eating? You fucking, what is that shit? And he goes, pork rinds are on my snack list, player. And I go, I don't think that's true. But let's say it is for a second. Do you really want to be the 500-pound guy walking out of a Circle K in the middle of the fucking desert holding pork rinds? And he got like, I was breaking his balls, but I was like actually upset because, you know, his weight was an issue and a problem, an actual problem. See the beginning of the episode. And he got like teary-eyed. Like, he was a beautiful, he was a sensitive guy. And he goes, oh, why is it, why you gotta talk to me like that, Jay Morse? JJ, come on, man. That's fucked up. That's fucked up, man. And he was right. It was fucked up. I was too hard. I was mean. And I don't regret it because it's fucking hilarious. I find that hard to believe. I think it's dubious at best. But let's say you're telling the truth. You're gonna be like, oh, walking out of a Circle K in the middle of the desert with a bag of fucking pork rinds. Why is it gotta be like that, Jay Morse? Come on, JJ. That same drive. Oh my God, Ralphie, you fucking brilliant, man. Walter's driving. We're going like 10 east. Just a straight shot the whole way. It's 6 hours. It's boring as fuck, but it can be pretty sometimes. Phoenix is a lot of rocks. A lot of rocks. A lot of things buried out here, Ace. Don't start shitting my fucking down. We're driving on the 10 east, like, I don't know, Hesperia, Victorville, wherever the fuck we were. And you could see the snow caps on the mountains real far out, but it was August. And I look at Walter, I go, wow, look at that, man. And Walter goes, beautiful, just beautiful, man. I go, that is beautiful. And Ralphie from the back, I was in the front seat, Ralphie's in the back, he goes, it sure is, man. It sure is beautiful. That's a beautiful sight. So we drive like another 10 minutes, and Ralphie goes, there it is again. Beautiful. And Walter and I are looking around. There's no mountains. It's all cloudy. Like another 10 minutes, and Ralphie goes, man, that beauty is following us. And Walter and I finally go, what are you talking about? He goes, the Entenmann's truck, man. He thought we were pointing to the Entenmann's truck. Oh, Ralphie. Stand-up wise, perfect. He was a, he, let's say he was not your cup of tea, not your style. It didn't matter. He was fucking perfect as stand-up comedy. Execution, stage presence, words, the construct, the deconstruct and reconstruct of his words. He had it. All of it. Ralphie, were you born with it or did you grind to get it? Ralphie opened for Sam Kinison when he was like a teenager. I opened for Paul Provenza and I thought I was hot shit. Provenza's a god to me. Fucking opening for Kinison in Houston. He opened for Bill Hicks. Now you're with him, buddy. As you'd say to me, go kick him in the dick, Jay Moore. Kick him right in the cunt. Go on, man. Ralphie, we were at the Laugh Factory, and I had my Rottweiler with me under this little table in the lobby, a little tiny lobby. It's where I met Corey, too, producer, Fry Fry 42. My mama. Corey's the one that texted me, today's Friday night, I'm on my way to the Improv, I'm closing the late show. Ugh. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I don't give a fuck either, Ralphie. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to bury every motherfucker in there at their family reunion in front of the potato salad. I'm at the... Corey's the one that texted me today. I was fishing off a paddleboard, so I don't know when it actually happened. The text, I mean. And she just texted me, Ralphie died. That's all. And Corey, I'm so grateful that you were the one that texted that to me. First, you were the first person to text that to me. Because I got, you know, 28 texts every quarter hour on the hour, and I'm still getting them. Friday night's 11, almost 11:30. Shit, I better get to the fucking club. And people like, hey, sorry this, sorry that. And it's just, you know, I what am I going to fucking respond? Thank you for being sorry that, you know, the father of two kids died, that Lana's husband died. But yeah, thank you to everybody for thinking of, it's just gross. Not, you're not gross. It's just weird. Like, hey, that somebody would think of me. But that's kindness too. So I have to take it and accept it for what it is. And that's just unadulterated, pure kindness. But when Corey texted me, Ralphie died, it was almost like just reading Dodgers won or don't forget your show tonight. It was just like I knew it was coming. I think that's just the ending for people that of that book, of somebody that's maybe that size. The heart goes. You can't keep scoring life, my friends, because the body wins every time. The body, the human body, is undefeated. Under-fucking-feated, that body. It's a delicate body. If you don't care for it, it'll go. First the hair, then the teeth. Then your spirit, your will. Sometimes the spirit and will go first, like me. I'm getting mine back because of you guys. Honestly, that's honesty. That's for real. That's for real. I'm so sincere. And I was just, I don't know. It was like I was waiting for that text a really long time. And I thought of Alana first. Like, oh my God. And I was on a date. And I just went, yeah, I gotta get you an Uber. A friend of mine just died. She goes, who? And I just went, doesn't matter. Because I would never be able to fucking explain the magic that was Ralphie. At the Laugh Factory, I had my Rottweiler at his Harbor Heights. Mexican Mafia guy walks in and kicks my Rottweiler in the face. And the dog doesn't do anything. And I go, man, get the fuck out of here. And his friends are carrying him out. And right when he leaves, I go, or Ralphie says rather, and fuck you and fuck your set. And when he said that, the guy goes, what? And everybody turned around to fight. It was on. Hey, buddy. Hold on, baby. The guys leaving were like, fuck you, fuck you. And they're all like pulling him out. It's like two other dudes and a girl. They're pulling this gangbanger out with tattoos all over his head and Spanish writing and like a mural of the Virgin Mary. There's another bit of Ralphie's. And right when they're at the doorway, Ralphie goes, fuck you. Thank you. And the guy goes, fuck you too. And Ralphie goes, and fuck your set. And when he said set, as he like your gang, your crew, right when he said set, all four of them turned around. What? And they just started fucking throwing. It was me and Ralphie against four fucking gangbangers. And we punched that motherfucker's face for 60 minutes. It was incredible. 60 fucking minutes straight. We punched this guy from his chin to his fucking hairline. And he wouldn't go down. And I saw Ralphie. He came up the curb. At one point he was in Sunset Boulevard. He went to step up on the curb and Ralphie just clipped him across the chin. He was looking down and he kept calling Ralphie the N-word. And then I hit him like the best punch I ever had. He just blinked it off. And when the cops came, as Ralphie doing air quotes, subdue him. The cops came to subdue him. Then they had us, they wanted us to go to the squad car and identify the guy's face. And both Ralphie and I said, fuck that. And Ralphie told the cop, I ain't got to identify shit. That motherfucker's like a goddamn Scooby-Doo mystery monster. And he was. So I'm walking into the improv and I went, that seems appropriate. I'm walking into a comedy club right now. Wow, does it ever. And I'm about to go bury somebody at their family reunion in front of the fucking potato salad because I'll never do what Ralphie did. Bye, guys.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why. Oh, there were many things I didn't know. And Daddy always smiled, took me by the hand, saying someday you'll understand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.